Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tubalamusiza nnyo mwenna mu nnyina Mukama waffe Yesu.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Twagala kulabika nga tutandika message yaffe ya leero.
We want to be beginning our message of today.
Ya famire ya Mukama.
And on seeing the family of God.
Yatuwa masekati gaffe.
Which he gave us within our midst.
Era tugenda kubatandika n'okusaba.
And we're going to be beginning with prayer.
We
welcome the chief guest who is within our
midst,
the Holy Spirit,
the
representative and ambassador of the Word of God, and the ambassador of the Father, who is led all the other messengers, the angels, who work with, together with us. God bless you as you rise on your feet. To welcome that guest within our midst.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Tukugulumiza era tukusinza. Tukwebaza Kabaka wa Bakabaka omwesigwa era atwongedde akaseera akali bwe kati. Mu maaso go era oyogera n'ogamba n'abeeranga mu nnyumba ya Mukama yaani. Tuli wano ssebo kitaffe omwesigwa nga tunoonya ezo kwalite ezitugwanidde okubeera mu nnyumba yo. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Zabbuli 15 ssebo nga tunoonya kwalite ezo era kalakita ennungi ezinaatubeeza mu nnyumba y'ennaku zonna tukwaniriza otukulemberemu okutumulisiza ng'omubakawo omwoyo mutukuvu bwali mu masekati gaffe era Yesu omulungi kitaffe omwesigwa tukwaniriza okuyita mu mwoyo mutukuvu omubaka gwe watuma okutukulemberamu bwe watugamba tekugenda okutuuka ng'omutukuvu amaze okujja tumulinda n'alabisibwa bikwa batumesuleyo okubiri tuddamu okumwaniriza omubaka oyo omu n'abaka bonna bye yajja nabo bamalayika abatukuvu okutukulemberamu n'okugenda mu maaso sibuka bakabakabaka okutukuza ebikwatagana ne famire gye watuwa mu kifaananyi kyo kubanga gwe kitaffe era watondawo bataata mu mubiri era waliyo nennyaffe Mukama waffe Yesu ekigambo kyo mwe twava ffe n'obutonde obuli mu gguna buli ku nsi munno mwe wa maama ow'omu nsi ow'omubiri era ne kojja omwomutukuvu era nga bwe wali ayi kabaka bakabaka abaana abakadde 24 ssebo kitaffe okomewo otuluŋŋamye era otumulisisa tusobole okubanga tusinzira mu famire zaffe okuweesa ekitiibwa ekkanisa mw'osinzira okutuzaala ayi kabaka bakabaka kubanga oyogeramu otemisibwa ekisooka essula ey'okusatu nga ddala oyo omuweereza we kimugwanidde okubeera ne famire ennungi okulabisa ekifaananyi ekirungi eky'ekkanisa yo era mw'osinzira okuzaala ezadde lyo weewaawo kabaka bakabaka tukwebaza era twongera okuwaniriza era omuntuva yongera okutuwandikamu ebigambo eby'obulamu ebikwatagana ne famire n'enteekateeka aye katonda affe omulamu leka oyongere otukulisiza era ne bamalayika ba famire balabisibwe mu masekati gaffe abali mu bakolinso ekisooka essula 11:10 era abaalabikanga mu lubereberye essula 18 balabisibwe eri buli famire ssebo katonda affe abakuyayanira mu nsi yonna mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu tusabye n'okwebaza okw'enjawulo weebale kabaka bakabaka weebale kitaffe weebale omu omutukuvu mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu. Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Funa ekitabo kyo.
Get your book.
Funa pen yo.
And also get your pen.
Funa Bible yo.
You hold your Bible.
Teekateeka omutima gwo.
You prepare your heart.
Omwoyo omutukuvu ye gy'agenda owandiika.
Where the Holy Spirit is going to write.
Omuntu ow'omunda n'amagezi go gadde.
In a man and in your mind.
Mukama asobole okufuna naye w'awandiika.
That God too may get a space where he can write.
We
bless you so much for the good preparation.
We are going
to move on to study concerning the family.
After
that, we shall go in the journey of heaven.
We
want to use 1 hour of ours
to be able to
fulfill the preparations of God concerning this day.
And know that
these are not our preparations,
but they are
the preparations of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We started
concerning the family of God within our midst.
And we last
saw and covered what concerns the blessing.
We
had seen the introduction. And we saw of the wedding,
through
which we pray blessings to the family,
and
even the oaths which they swear. But within all that,
twawuliranga tetulina kulayiramu wadde ekikolimu
wabula
okulondamu omukisa n'obulamu
byokka
si kulonda mukisa n'akikolimu
newadde
obulamu newankubadde obulamu n'okufa
wabula
okulonda obulamu n'omukisa
era
olwa tugenda kuba tweyongerayo okulaba
obanga
ddala obufumbo oba abantu abafumbiddwa
whether marriage or people who are caught in marriage
oba abawasizza
or they who are married
muggulu tebaatuuke
whether they will never reach in heaven
oba kikwetaagisa okubanga weyawuddeko osobole otuuka mu
or it's required of you to separate yourself that you may reach heaven
kubanga twawulira mu madiini agatusooka
for we heard in the religions which appeared before us
kozi n'abamu ku balokole olwaleero
some of the born agains today
nga bagamba mbu oba bafumbiddwa yesu
and they say that they are been espoused to Christ
era ne bagaana okuwasa newankubadde okufa
and refused to marry and even to get married
yes yebazibu
praise Jesus
etwagala okulaba
but we want to see
obanga ddala abafumbiddwa tebagenda yomu
whether they were married don't go to heaven
oba abawasizza
or they were caught in marriage
singa otambulira mu mateeka ga Katonda
if you move within the laws of God
oba otekwa buteeko okutuuka yomu
supposed to reach within heaven even when you've gotten married or you've married
wansi w'enjuba wano
under the sun
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus.
So nekirabika nti okufumbirwa si musango.
And it's sure that getting married is not a case.
No kuwasa si musango.
And marriage is not even a case.
Singa oba otambulidde mu mateeka ga Katonda.
If you've walked within the laws of the Lord.
Era oyo yenna yali atambuliddeko mu bufumbo.
Everyone was ever moved within marriage.
Ati bwagenda bulungi.
It never worked well.
Era tugenda kulaba engeri Mukama gy'ana atuwa engeri y'okulongoosa.
We're going to see how God is going to give us a way to align things.
Tuna amale ekyo tujja kulaba amateeka agafuga obufumbo ne family.
After that we shall see the laws governing marriage and the family.
Lunaku uli olunaddako.
On the other day.
Yes, he was in
praise Jesus.
Nga tutandise n'ebyomumirembe ekisooka esula ey'okuna.
We begin with 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
Batabani ba Yuda, Perezi, Hezuloni, ne Kalumi, ne Kuri, ne Sobali, ne Leya, batabani wa Zobali. Nazala Yakasi, Yakasi nazala Akumai, ne Lakadi, ezo zenda ezaba Zolasi. Era bano be bali abana ba kitaawe wa Etamu, Yazuleri ne Isuma, ne Edubasi. N'erinnya lya mwannyinaabwe yali Kazereruponi, ne Penueri kitaawe wa Gidoli, ne Ezeri kitaawe wa Kusa. Abo be batabani ba Kuuli omubereberye wa Efulasa kitaawe wa Besirekemu.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Kye twagadde okubanga tutandika nakyo.
What we wanted to be beginning with.
Nti okuva mu ntandikwa.
That from the beginning.
Katonda yajja tunulira family nga. Omulimu omulungi gwe yali akola mu masekati
gaabo. God came looking at the family as the good work he was doing within the people.
Era nga kyabanga kikulu nnyo.
And it was very important.
Okuba ne family.
To have a family.
N'abaana abazaalibwanga.
Even children who were born.
Baayogerwangako ebigambo ebirungi.
They were spoken upon good words.
Okusobola okukakasanga tewali kigambo kibi kiribatuukako.
To be able to prove if what will happen unto them.
Kale family yo kuba kulubereberye.
The family from the beginning.
N'obufumbo busibwamu ekitiibwa.
Even marriage is honored.
Era nga okugamba nti weyawuddeko
and to say you've separated yourself
kyogenda fumbirwa Yesu
that you're going to be espoused to Christ
kigambo kyakulabikanga sitaani yakutadde mu busibe
it's a word appearing the devil put you in captivity
naye ng'amazima gali bwegati
but the truth is this
ffenna tusobola okufumbirwa mukama waffe
all of us can be espoused to the Lord Jesus
si mu ngeri ey'okubanga tetufumbiddwa obanga tetuwasizza
not in a way that we've not gotten married or we've married
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus.
When
you read in verse 9, it says this.
First
Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 8.
Kakozi nazala Anubu, Nezobeba, Nenda eza Akalukeri. Mutabani wa Kalumu. Yabezi n'aba n'ekitiibwa okukira baganda be. Nyina n'amutuma erinnya Yabezi ng'ayogera nti kubanga namuzaala lwa buyinike. Yabezi n'akabirira Katonda wa Isirayiri ng'ayogera nti singa ompeeredde ddala omukisa.
Owulidde bulungi ekiri erinnya lye yamutuuma
yali
linnya lya nnaku.
It was the name of sorrow.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Just like some of us. And you give birth to a child and you put curses upon them. But the child redeemed the blessing from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's Colossians 4, verse
10. Yabezi nakabirira n'ogazi ensalo yange era obanga omukono gwo gunaabanga nange n'onkuuma obutalaba bubi buleme okunnumya omwoyo Katonda n'amuwa kye yasaba. Kerubu muganda wa Suwa n'azaala Mikiri eyali kitaawe wa Esutoni.
Kyenjagadde okugamba
nti
nga tukomekereza paati eri gye twalabye eyembaga
n'omukisa
ogubeerako
era
ebisinga by'osaba bibeera bwe
bityo'olayira
mu kufa
ne
mu bulamu
mu
bulwadde
in poverty and in riches, what you ask God can give them to you, or you may leave them to happen unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in that word,
that is
where we want words concerning the family to be aligned properly.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to be moving on to look at whether getting married can hinder you to reach heaven, or you can really reach there if follow the laws as they are. Maybe what we first counsel is they who claim that they have gotten married to Christ, from the religions and the salvation where we are. Men and some women, they think that if you've done that, it quickens you to reach heaven. But that word, all of us have to work out righteousness, not in a way of claiming you've got married to Christ. For according to Colossians,
2
Corinthians chapter 11, the Holy Spirit tells us these words.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu nnyo olusooka. Singa mungumiikiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungumiikirize, kubanga mbakwatibwa obuggya bwa Katonda, kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu ndyoke mbaleeta eri Kristo ng'abawala abalongoofu. Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukuusa bwagwo, mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mukulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri eri Kristo. Kuba oyo ajja bw'abuulira Yesu omulala gwe tutaabuulira, oba bwe muweebwa omwoyo omulala gwe mutaaweebwa, oba njiri ndala gye mutakkiriza, mukola bulungi okugigumiikiriza.
He espoused us to one husband, Christ. All of us who come in Christ Jesus, we are espoused to Christ.
Then
don't lie yourself that you are one person. You have singled yourself out and you have gotten espoused to Him. And you refuse to marry or to get married. That you have gotten married to Christ. Many of them in churches are like that. Time lied to themselves, they have got married to Christ. Others dreams of such weddings. And they see they have gotten married to Christ. The wedding spoken of is of the Spirit. What we await for, what He calls us to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
wedding of the bride in heaven. It doesn't mean others will not be espoused to Him there. For most of us have been looking at the religions, and the nuns have gotten married to Christ. All that is the deception.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, brethren, don't think like that. Like others have been seen thinking. People who are in that captivity, they have been captured and have been put in the false Christ. They lie to them that they have married them themselves. And others think they have got married to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we want to tell you that marriage is honored in heaven and on earth. And God knows it very well. According to Hebrews 13 verse 4,
Bebulaniya esula ya 13 olunyiriri olwokuna. Okufumbirigana kwa kitiibwa eri bonna n'ekitanda kirongoofu. Kubanga abakaba n'abenzi Katonda alibasalira omusango.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Agambye,
he said,
okufumbirigana
at marriage
kwa kitiibwa eri bonna
is honorable unto all.
Era kubanga n'ekitanda kugambe kitukufu.
And because the marriage bed is said is pure.
Now
don't think
that because God
will be seeing you in those issues,
he will see
you that you are a
sinner.
For even some of you there,
when you're
on your bed, you see you cannot pray on your bed.
You
see as if the bed is a corruptible
thing
because you have someone on it with
you.
God knows it and he honors it.
Now
the seasons of marriage, when they have reached,
instead
of you being an evil person and immoral
and
you lie yourself, you're married to Christ,
but
the body troubled you long time, and let me tell you, a person with unsettled thoughts is more evil than a person who does evil things. That's why Jesus said, when you don't even think, just you've sinned. Praise Jesus.
For
the one who thinks a lot, let me tell you of one thing. A person who thinks adultery, he may commit adultery to 10 women in one day or 10 men,
and
this one has done it physically and they go with one, and they are all adulterers.
But
the one committing it in spirit is more evil.
For
he or she can get 10 in one day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
10 times than the other was got in one physically,
even
though all of them go to hell. I don't know how you thought about that.
When
even when you look at someone and you lust over them, you are in adultery. Now think like this.
I said,
I'm not an adulterer. I don't have things I do.
Those adulterers,
I even found him with a woman. But friend, you yourself, you have this one and the other.
You
get all the boys and you make them in lines and you love all of them and you flash concerning them, and God says you are an immoral person more.
Now,
all that our God doesn't love, want them, and we tell every person, and you are still studying, move on to prepare for your next life ahead. You know, we go to school and we pretend out there, and we don't tell children these things and how they will be moving within them, and they search them about them and they begin works themselves.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
what we get from the children is amazing these days. The devil has begun to train them wild words.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
are daydreaming and they are sleeping with their fellow women. And as they
are
there, they meet the real person to do that thing with. But they
have
first dreamt about it.
Now,
another comes meet them physically, and they know the Lord had the vision, meet the thing, it's right.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Who met me September? The girl she gave birth met her. Like the mother is 40, 39 years. The daughter, whom she birthed, is 15 years. Every time she's been buying clothing from her. But she looks at him, her so much. This time came and told her, I want to tell you something. I say, I've always gotten afraid to tell you, but this day, today I'm determined to tell you. I love you. But she's a girl.
Agamba, mom.
She's telling a mother. And was asked, when did you begin that? But at school. And I began dreaming the things. After that, I experienced
this.
Someone trained me that. And they asked, does your mother know of it?
And
she doesn't know, don't even tell her she will die. Now, she told the mother. And she told her, I love you and I have feelings for you. I told her, how can you do that?
And
let's go, I show you how I do it. And she began to preach her.
Now,
when wanting to preach to her, she told her, be with many pastors, most of the women pastors, but
I ended
up putting them also in the thing.
The other thing,
as strength is, the way it comes, it clothes me, even the other partner, it clothes them. And she told her, I take you to be prayed for. And she said,
you
would have taken, but leave it, do it once. Now, after she's finished that, that mother
takes
a boy child to school. And he dreamed that those was doing things to him of the homosexuals.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
he went to school. As the mother reached school, the
dose
got the child, got him from the room where they sleep, and he began to sleep with the child in his room. When he told the child the things, the child got so threatened.
He
said, where have you gotten this? And he asked that the dose touch you. He never wanted to show.
Yet
the dose had begun those things. Even there's a brethren here. The young girl. The devil has been telling
you
to speak evil, vulgar word to the Lord.
Gamba, yes,
tell him, Jesus, you are like this. But they hear the voice. And the pastor refused to speak it. Because the child of the pastor. Tell my mom, because she's the pastor. This I hear in my heart telling me. And they make her cry tears. Sometimes she gets hungry. She wants to sing songs and they stop them. Say that Jesus is like. And she told
But it helped her.
Now, brother, what we try to say, the things of family and marriage, let's not draw them far. Let's tell them the children, and we understand and move within them. The devil has heightened the level. The more we've kept silent on those issues, the devil began to meet you through vision, and it trains them those wild things. It speaks with their hearts that they speak and they do evil things. And we must get to know of these.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That we can save the next generation. For we are sent to create the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
That's
our mission we are pursuing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To fight every ignorance around.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now they've told us, marriage is honored in heaven and on earth. And God knows of it. It's not the case. When we read in Revelations, Revelation 7, people began to hold on it. And they said, perhaps, I have to first pretend that I'm not in those things that I may reach heaven. Revelation 7. From verse 9.
Okubikulirwa essuula y'omusanvu olw'omwenda. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba, era laba, ekibiina ekinene, omuntu yenna ky'atayinza kubala, mu buli ggwanga n'ebika n'abantu n'ennimi, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe ne mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga.
Yes, you were
praised, Jesus.
Yalengera abatukuvu baali batuuse mu ggulu.
So the saints had reached heaven.
Bavudde mu bika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
Born from nations, clans, and languages.
Naye ku lunyo lw'ekkumi n'essatu.
But on verse 13,
waliwo ekibuuzo ekiri bwe kiri.
There is a question like this.
Ku bikulirwa essuula y'omusanvu nyirwa kkumi n'assatu. Omu ku bakadde n'addamu n'angamba nti, bano abambadde ebyambalo ebyeru be baani era bavaawa? Ne mugamba nti, Mukama wange gw'omanyi. N'angamba nti, bano be baava mu bakabona, be baava mu kubonaabona kuli okungi. Ne bayuza ebyambalo byabwe, ne babitukuza mu musaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga. Kye bavudde babeera mu maaso g'entebe ya Katonda, ne bamuweereza ng'emisana n'ekiro mu yeekaalu ye. N'oyo atudde ku ntebe alitimba eweema ye ku bo. Tebalirumwa njala nate, so tebalirumwa nnyonta nate. So omusana teguli bookya newankubadde okwokya kwonna, kubanga omwana gw'endiga ali wakati w'entebe, anaabalundanga era anaaleeta eri enzizi, anaabaleeta eri enzizi ez'amazzi ag'obulamu, era Katonda alisangula buli muntu buli zziga mu maaso gaabwe.
Kakati abatukuvu bano boogerwako kitebe yonoonesa naki?
That they never corrupted themselves with women.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But when you
read these verses, many times someone thinks if you get married, don't marry. You are into getting corruption. The word to corrupt yourself is to mean immorality, adultery. All meaning fornication.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Or
someone has married, but they leave their husband or wife, and they get out. That is adultery. That's how you move on corrupting yourself with women.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
what I want to tell you, brethren, that the word to corrupt your body, it's you in studies, and you do things out there, that is fornication. Boys and girls.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
you who is gotten married, who is married, and you begin to leave your spouse, and you move out, that is adultery, to get other people. Not in just getting and you got there. Even in the other way of admiring, you look and you lust over them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For we had even seen and lusting over someone. It's counted to be adultery.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
in the way of avoiding it, that's why our master tells us this.
First Corinthians 7. Tulimba Kolinsa ekisooka essula ya musanvu nnyo olusooka. Naye ku ebyo bye mwampandiikira, kirungi omusajja okukwatanga ku mukazi. Naye ku ebyo bye mwampandiikira, kirungi omusajja obutakwatanga ku mukazi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Batugenda mpola mpola.
As we go slow.
Baali bamubuuza.
They were asking him,
tutekeddwa kubeerawo tutya?
How are we going to survive?
Kubanga embeera yali nzibuzibu.
So the situation was getting hard for them.
Nga tebaagala pretendinga mu Katonda.
And they never wanted to pretend within God.
kubanga bo baali bamanyi omubiri gwabwe
weguyimiridde
era baali bamanyi nti buli mwana bw'akula n'atuuka ku sayizi eno kino kyekibaawo
nekino
kyekibaawo
ne
babagamba
kirungi
bw'oba tonnatuuka kulabika ng'ofumbirwa obanga owasa
before you reach tomorrow good marriage
obutatawaana wadde okutandika okwekulumbeseza ku bantu
tugambe oli bulazi oba oli sister for your sister or your brother
naye ng'oyagala nnyo okutambula ne sister ngo bakutteko
you love so much you love your sisters you're touching them like that
sister wange tusaba
wamu my sister we are fellowshipping together
ekivaamu nga
what happens you hold the waist
sister wange
this is my sister
yes we have
praise Jesus
mpozi ne ba asha bamu
even some ashes
araba bulazi
they see a brother
amwaniriza
and they welcome them so much like that
amutekako ebicyungwa
and they put their breast upon them and the brother feels the feeling of the breast and they pretend
kwegamba si kirungi n'okutandika okwekulubeseza ku bantu
good even to begin to get close to people to that
n'abamukumu okuzanyazanya
ebirtuse
wano
you've reached here
sinkanye sister wali
you've met a sister there
n'omukwata ku mutwe
and you hold their head like that You guess who is holding you. Stop such games. Even touching, don't touch. You greet them in the hands. That is enough. Don't visit the visitors. If you go to visit a sister, what are you visiting?
That
you've come with the Bible to teach them and...
ye katonda akimanyi bulungi
he God knows it very well
era amanyi omubiri bwe guyimiridde
and he knows how the body is standing
kyovuola bagamba tokwata
that's why he tells you don't touch
kubanga n'okwatako ne bwoba omulesa awo ye n'agenda
touch if you lift them and they go
bw'atuuka ewaka omubiri nga
when they reach home the body begins to brother really touched me
but a sister yankwatiddeko
naye sister touched me
obugalo bwabadde
the fingers were
it is not spoken.
Jesus has been hearing me. Now he God knows it.
So even
accept us to even
those
funny, funny things which tempt us.
The man
has crossed the tight house and it is tightening all your parts
right now.
And the sister sees in a different way.
When they go home,
you are going to be their temptation.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And we who are studying, before we reach those levels, even touch, don't touch. Don't get close. Don't waste your time to touch a married one of the other. You know, some of you see a mosquito. It's in the chest of you. First look at it. And you hit it there. There are mosquitoes you shouldn't see. When you see them, you tell them the mosquito, what?
But
you want to bear it off the breast.
Sister, what do you want?
There's a dust. You're putting the dust off
your
breast. What is wrong with you? The dust to get a fellow female
to,
you want to put the dust off the palm. The brother wants to put the dust off the
sister's palm.
The sister wants to wipe off the dust from the brother. The sister wants to do that. Let us follow these criteria, brethren.
The
more we scorn these words, immorality enters in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Satani afunira dala makubo ngagaga manene.
The book its ways and they are very broad.
Natani ko kulabikanga afuna waitiro kutawanya kanisa.
He begins to have a way where he passes to trouble the church.
Bakolinso ekisoka esule yo musanvu olunyiriro lw'okubiri.
1 Corinthians 7 verse 2.
Nayo lw'obwenzi buli musajja abeerenga ne mukazi we ye.
Now they have told us avoid this morality. Here they have used the word fornication. People begin to go there and lust over each other.
Wakiri, bw'oba otuuse yogera.
At least if you reach there now, speak. Get out of that pretense.
If you're
matured, you boy or girl,
when you
begin to get last things in the body, if you're a boy, reach your father. If
you're
a girl, reach your mother. Tell them the problem.
They
tell you how you can watch over yourself.
If you study,
you're able to finish your studies.
If
you
have
someone, they begin to get their own boyfriends or girlfriends. Speak about that person to your parents.
And
I'll request you, mother of
God,
be ready to receive such words from
your children.
And to know how you will handle them. For even if you refuse, they remain into it.
Leave
them without counseling them, and they will do their own things.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
whites here is where they left us.
Every
stage the child have left their parents where they have reached, and the way they are going to be helped.
For
we reach even a time, even some of you, at time is due.
You've
reached your due time. You're still there saying, I'm going to first build.
So
I have to first prepare for the children. Adultery, you don't come, fornication, don't come
as important.
But you mind so much of the house you're going to build. Even preparing, you're preparing for the children.
Therefore,
fornication, they leave the others. At least get someone, and they to get you. Praise Jesus.
Especially
we've been growing over the church.
They
tell you how to first build. And you begin to build fornication to last over whoever comes your way. And you become a fornicator by your house, together with putting actions which are not right. Like the ones we've heard what people do. Praise Jesus. Now God doesn't accept this. That's why he said that marriage is honored. For he knew that if it's spoken of wrongly,
at least
people kill themselves in fornication of the eyes and actions. For here is where the church is lying.
Most.
Remember whoever comes there where they are expecting whether they are the ones. The girl is there, every boy she sees, thinks that is a person. And they think of what they think of that person. Even the boy is like that. Every girl coming, they see.
The
newers come in the service. When we welcome the newcomers, he's seeing his newcomers within his life.
And
we never settle in our minds. Many boys are like that in churches all along. You think you have the saints of the Lord in the church. You have people corruptible in mind. But churches like that, boys are in there.
And
they are there many years.
That's
what to first grow. But in pretending,
here
you think they are saints and holy, yet they are corruptible in mind. And let me tell you, nothing destroys like thoughts.
Let me
first read briefly before we go. And you see what happens on the thoughts. Genesis 6.
Genesis 6.
Genesis 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera mu nsi, ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi, ne bawasanga abakazi mu bo be baalonda. Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe, kubanga naye gwe mubiri, naye ennaku ze eziriba emyaka 12. Mu biro ebyo waliwo abanefuli mu nsi, era oluvannyuma abaana ba Katonda bwe baayingira eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana. Bano be b'amaanyi abaasooka edda abantu abaayitirira. Mukama n'alaba obubi bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi, na buli kufumintiriza kw'ebirowoozo by'omu mutima gwe nga kubikwerere bulijjo. Mukama neyejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu mu nsi.
Olidde ekiri ku birowoozo.
You've heard what is in the thoughts.
N'okufumintiriza fumintiriza.
All the thoughts within them.
Era nako Katonda akutunuulira.
Even that God looks at it.
Si kirungi n'obeera nga ufumintiriza
fumintiriza ebintu. That you are always thinking over things you don't understand.
Era abantu abaaka n'okutuuka okukola ebikolwa ebibi.
People who last even to reach doing evil things.
Be bantu abatambulira mu kufumintiriza.
They are moving into thinking and thinking.
N'okuba ebifaananyi ebitali.
And to meditate and flash things which are not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga twawulira mu Bibuliya n'esula
eyokuna in Hebrews
4
verse 12
ekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
kitala kyabwoki bubi
double-edged sword
kigenda mu maaso n'okwawula ebirowoozo n'okufumiiriza
moves on to separate the thoughts and the meditations.
Era kimanyi nti omuntu bw'atandika okufumiiriza
knows when someone begins to meditate
yafumiiriza bimala ne bifuuka ebirowoozo
when they meditate much what they meditate matures to become thoughts.
Ebirowoozo ne bifuuka ekirooto
the thoughts begin to be their dreams
n'ayagala okuteeka ekirooto ekyo mu nkola
and would want to implement that dream.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kale abooluganda
now brethren
okusinga lwe twerimba ku ngulu nga tutukudde
instead of deceiving ourselves that we are holy on the fall
songa munda tujjudde ebirowoozo ebifu
inside we are full of evil thoughts
n'ebikolwa ebitali birungi
and actions which are not right
kirungi at least bitukwatagana ku by'obufumbo
it's good when it concerns marriage
atuto okufumbirwa afumbirwa
the one who is ready to marry get married
no okuwasa
even you to marry marry
singa lwobeera ngo ebirowoozo bitebitereze
instead of you being when your thoughts are not settled
abakyasoma bitutalina okubuulira n'okuwagayo
bwe banaabeerawo are the ones you're supposed to give guys of how they will survive.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye gwe ali awo bubezi
you is hanging there
ate tulina tugenda okwogerera ku bantu abasomye nga bali mu university
we're going to even speak of they were learned Macquarie University
nga abamu ku bo balina mulina okufumbirwa n'okuwasa
and some of you have to get married and marry
bange eyo mulimu onoonefu nnyo nnyini
you are more corruptible out there
ati okusinga lwetukumbire onoomala n'okusoma ngaoli mulwadde
instead of you keeping there and you finish study when you are sick
at least what's up n'osoma nga bw'okolera
at least marry and you study when you're having a family at the same time
anti amawanga g'abazungu
for the whites are like that
lwakwabatumalira obudde
bungisoma
ebitategerekea
lot of time when you start the things you don't understand
P7 n'okwata ebitabo
P7 and you hold
over primary paka P7
primary to P7
ebyo n'obiyiwa wali
you pour them aside
n'oyingira senior
you enter secondary
n'okwata gundi subject abiri mwemu n'obudda
21 subjects
n'ozisuura
and you throw them aside
n'okwata ko meka 10 n'emu
and you hold 11
senior 3
senior 3
abamu mwenda
others 9
nozi ways
you power them all
nogera mgechesi nokwata nya obatta
at first level you get 5 or 4
senior 6 out
senior 6
akati
now
oyigira university nokora ko biri
then you only do 2
ogena noveyo ngane birowozo bya tocha ina birowozo
by the time you come out you no more speak right even from there
ukujja ko okuzara nokubasente nokubera
to steal money and how you're going to exist in the world. For even time has gotten past
for you.
You can no more even think of a job, right?
But
by the time you get out of there, your mind is so tired.
Kati abantu bagamba omwana wange akyasoma.
People say my child is still studying.
Betujja okuyita ng'abaana balina okuba abaana.
The one who shall be called children will be children real. But if you go beyond the level of children, you must become a father or mother.
Mm.
Because they call them my baby, yet they have a lot of evil works. They began to flash in their mother, and they saw other things in the mother. The father's moved around with these shorts, moving in the house. And the daughter is looking. I have to get the one like daddy.
Daddy Yama Yari never want to be Wakabato.
The daddy knows his young baby daughter's home. They have corruptible eyes. It's pretense.
My child is studying at university.
Your baby has wild words.
New generation cannot follow that trend.
For we can never keep the righteous in the world.
We shall follow things like that.
Things have to be changed in the shortest time. If you have righteous ones in the world, people who are controlled, self-controlled. For God tells us somewhere that a man or a woman who is self-controlled is failed in the world. That the holy ones are getting finished in the world. And he
said
that if the righteous are finished, what is next? These things we lie, we are sitting in church. They are like people who are pretending within. You know the small fruits, greens. They are very bitter inside, but on top they look nice. When you crush it, you experience the sourness within it and the bitterness. People sitting in church on the top, they look good. They look humble. You don't expect immorality in them. But all the thoughts are corruptible. That we have the saints are seated. We raise the standard of worship and praise the Lord. But the thoughts are wrong. To prove thoughts are wrong. Even if a brother sees a sister with a tight pant, they don't speak of it for it. They enjoy what they see. To prove church is bad law. A person without immorality. You begin to see that they are affecting your holiness.
Sister, that's the way it puts me out of the spirit.
And it takes me that evil, that spirit. Yet the mind is corruptible. They enjoy it, it is working for him. Even the pastor enjoys it more. Let me tell you, the writers are few in church. And you must have fought in all those situations.
They're going to dance with the people by the tight pants, the sister, or the mother of the children.
The mother said, but they got it all. According to the brother I saw in the pulpit, we are thinking we have all the people in church. But when God will portray the thoughts of the people, he shows you the videos of their thoughts. You will learn to preach the gospel.
Let people come back to humanity. Don't pretend. When you look at someone and the things are like that, what comes to you? You remain holy.
Pretending
before the Lord, God checks the heart. What is filled in it is what is coming out.
The sister
gets from home and she clothes a cloth I saw still
have.
Brothers to see you this time have to be a number of them. They have to see you. In see you, what will happen to them? And you remember when they are very well. You clothe it even in the mirror. And they will see you. Imagine how they will see you. You want to see you over what? Even that they see you. Let me tell you, even the clothes.
You
put over your clothing matters concerning your holiness. If you clothe them,
the brothers
or the sisters can see you. Over what situation? I thought
I would
have seen you look being smart. Let me ask. Putting and tightening your panties, your parts, is there anything?
You're tightening
every part. Are you smart there? Or you're tempting? The others are devils. You are there, you became another devil around.
You take
the entire village. You put in temptations. But you come sit here. You
study
the full knowledge of God.
But you're
tempting the entire
village.
By the time you reach what you've done to them, even the brothers who have been spirited, chip them out of them, all the sisters. Now, brethren, we are told properly what concerns the marriage. Marriage is not a case of getting married, but the case is adultery, fornication.
Goes
being seen with women and boys.
Before
you marry through the criteria we had, like getting introduced, and they give you that woman, or being played a blessing also from the church.
We're
going to 1 Corinthians 7. We're heading to verse 6.
Abakolinso ekisoka esule y'omusanvu onyeyo lomukaga. Naye ebyo mbyogera nga nzikiriza bukiriza. So siteeka teeka. Naye nandyagadde abantu bonna okubeeranga nga nze. Naye buli muntu alina ekirabo kye ye.
Yandyagadde.
You would have wished.
Abantu bonna basobola okubeeranga
ye. All people would be able to be like him.
Naye buli muntu asobola okuweebwa ekirabo
kye. Everyone can be given his own gifts.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Paul,
Apostle Paul,
I know we are tambourine.
He moved into the world.
And
the way he used to grab women.
If you're not preached and ask him,
he reached a time he asked the Lord and he saved him.
Totally
abandoned those issues and even refused to stop marriage. I would have wished all to be like me. But this is not a command. Everyone has his own gifts.
And
even someone may claim that they would have got married to Christ. But you know your gifts. Let me tell you.
There
is something people think of not being a gift. But even being alive, and you can give birth, it is a powerful gift. But they never told you to use it wrongly. To be able there and you can have feelings. That too is a gift. But they're not told to use them wrongly.
For
they who have gifts and they are lower, others it's higher, and others they are high. That's why we pray for themselves to meet each other in the same levels. To fall on another and they are down.
That has brought problems in families. If you are seeking for, you make another know of who you are. You will reach there. Your spouse eats once in the morning. They don't eat lunch, not supper. Now you eat all of them. Have spoken like that, and you understand. Even to cut off the young thoughts.
But
begin to battle from there. Why have I spoken of this?
But
these are gifts given us on different levels. Now think of that. The one who is not like that, ask God to add a gift upon you. That you
can be
able to eat morning, supper, and lunch. I've spoken clear to you.
To
cut off the young thoughts. You understood me. This too is an enmity at home. Is it not like that, Pastor? Pastor knows that very well. For he counsels people. How many of you have met that
person?
And you are married. Pastor, yes. He has seen it.
Or
he experienced it in counseling. For these are gifts given us and they don't get any situation. Morning, they don't eat lunch. Those are the ones who separate themselves from the kingdom. If you know your level and you claim you've separated yourself and your gift is high, even the one who met your spouse and the gift is high, ask God to add on you for your battle. You can fulfill the work given you in that position. You even cause the force of evil thoughts.
Those
words you speak that you may understand them. You don't want to reach families who begin chaos in there, like it's been happening. Yes, they will sure happen. But woe to him who brings such. It's
required
of us to know each of what we are supposed to do. I wanted us to start with this gift. For certain marriage, and you know it more.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Even that gift, think of it.
Is
there no one who has ever thought of such? Pastor, did you ever think of that before? The one who can understand is your wife.
But
these are some of the things that are very far from us. I don't expect that they even tell them to us. In this world, if God is not the one who has raised us, we can never grow. We just grow just like that. We are not raised. And we find many problems in families. This
will
be this verse and know of this gift.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essula ya musanvu olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Naye nandyagadde abantu bonna okubeeranga nga nze. Naye buli muntu alina ekirabo kye ye ekiva eri Katonda. Omulala bw'ati n'omulala bw'ati.
Buli omu alina levels ze kwakola.
Everyone has his own levels.
Kakati ono yalina ekirabo kyali waggulu nnyo.
This one had a gift very high apostle Paul. And the Lord lowered him to the lowest level. It's just for going to Kosusu, that's all. But the rest is not on.
Kakati.
Now, brethren,
this,
when we look at them, let's look at them and the criteria of God. You see your calling it morning, lunch, supper.
It's
so much.
You
think of the gift of your spouse. That's what I understand.
Marriage.
And the things God prepared them well. Your gifts, you need to be added on like two of them.
For
you've been eating only breakfast or lunch.
Yes.
They will reach where we cook from. But you will not reach there. What are you thinking now? Think of the season that they will reach. You postpone the thoughts ahead. It's not good to awaken love before its time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of that, brethren,
let's
give them to think of them. Instead of speaking wrongly upon your spouse in those seasons, and you see perhaps they are very immoral. You have a problem. It is not a problem, that's a gift. But
I've
not told you, I get those gifts and begin to share, keep them out. Let them work in the domain they were put to work.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
when he explains in Matthew of these gifts,
Matthew 19.
Matthew 19 from verse 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bamugamba nti ebigambo eby'omusajja ne mukazi we bwe bibawe bityo si kirungi okuwasa.
Abayigiriza balina ensonga ze bayitamu.
Issues they pass through. Of writing a letter to chase the woman. We shall be seeing it.
We'll
see the laws of family and marriage on the next Thursday.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
How
they separate, what separates you, what laws govern the woman home, and the man and the children, we shall see it next Thursday. But the apostles were speaking of the issue of the gifts. And they say it's like that. It's not good for someone to marry. At least let them be there for the things, the troubles of marriage. And the Lord Jesus explained these words down. Matthew 19:11.
Abantu bonna tebayinza kukkiriza kigambo ekyo.
Yesu kabone yali mu mubiri
wa. Jesus the priest was in the flesh.
Bwemba mumwerabidde byebulaniya.
He forgot name in Hebrews.
Esule yokuna ne yokuna.
Hebrews 4 and 5.
Kabone yali mu mubiri akutegeera bulungi.
The priest was in the body, understand it. He said, things cannot be like that in all people. And the reason he gave it, he spoke much of our gifts, which concerns us given us in families. Matthew 19:11. They to whom it is given. If the Lord knew it, this thing is a gift. Everyone has a level they lie. Now, brethren, the pastors have been in serious problems. Hard to understand how they move. Now we entered family we found ourselves in. But we reached there and we didn't know each one the gift they had. Concerning issues of eating. Have a gift that they can eat morning, lunch, and supper. Besides them who are sick.
era nabo bajjanjabibwa ebirabo byabwe ne
birestoredmukama
n'abajjanjaba nga yita mu nsi
y'omu
mukama waffe yesu ebintu byayogerako ali
siriasakimanyi
He knows that. He said,
the other is a gift. Don't just claim it and
move on like
that. That you are espoused to Christ, you're married to Him. If you begin to have wrong thoughts,
situations
are bad, yesterday we studied the word of truth, but you know it.
This
is deep up the word I put in an umbrella. But when you get out of here, the thoughts are awakened. They begin to flash their thoughts. When you come here, you're settled. Come. By the word which is like a consuming fire. But when you arise from here,
we've
spoken this to all. The one who got rest from this, even you within it and your 18 years, even one is flesh in them, even the one coming in, even there are others who are behind who enter
ahead,
that we can be benefiting from it. Maybe they were 18 years that they can help us remind us they who have rested. But the truth is, marriage, God has understands it proper and He honors it. Even levels the gifts He gave us, He knows them. And He says, He says he can even add on unto they who have asked from Him.
So
you can find your other spouse having a higher gift. Now instead of arguing from there, the God who gives gifts asks from Him.
He has
spoken of gifts of families.
It's
in marriage. Don't go and get roots of the ground.
Don't
mess up the situation of the creation. How will you keep them all days when you're like that? Every time you're passing with those roots.
You will
get comfortable, people will see you a different way.
Yes, we have expressed
Jesus. We have to
thank Jesus.
For everything is going to tell it to us. That we know how we shall move.
Don't
look at your spouse differently, wrongly.
They
want lunch, they want supper. You begin to see them different. Don't you eat food like that? You relate that. Let's proceed on.
Matayo sura ya 19 onyerwa 12. Kubanga waliwo abalaawe abazaalibwa bwe batyo kuva mu mbuto z'abanyaabwe.
Katonda mwenyini nga yabafulumiza
He's given them a gift.
Oyo ne bwatunula bwati.
Even when they look like that.
Nga waliwo ekitooke
ekirayina kibo. There is a banana which has not clothed.
Kitalina kyaba. Agambe era kitooke.
They say it's a banana. Look at the banana.
That's who we are. I
don't expect the banana to eat.
Look at it.
That language is
very nice. You know,
they taught me through it and I knew how to speak.
You know,
God teach you how to speak.
Matthew 19:12.
Mulimu abagenda.
There are they who go.
Naagama zibale njaka kuweleza
katu. And they say, I want to serve God.
Kakati chimbamu.
And what you do to me?
Njagala mungu tulire
dawe. You sort me out.
All these roots which birth young bananas, let them be cut off. But you know, even your eyes, let them be cleansed. If they cut off the roots from which birth young bananas, what about the eyes? What have you done to them? They too always get them off also. But think like that. If this gift will not be born with it, don't pretend. You're going to sin and corrupt even your other colleagues. Or you will carry those spirits upon you and spread them to others.
It will
become a transport of demons within the wrong thoughts. And to begin to cause the younger stumble. Matthew 19:12.
Waliwo n'abalaawe abeera waboka olw'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Waliwo abeera waboka.
They who do that to themselves.
N'agenda eri katonatandika omusaba ensonga
eyo. They go and ask that for the Lord.
Ng'omutume Pawulo bwe yakola.
Like Apostle Paul did that.
Ye yakisaba Mukama n'akimuwa.
Asked God gave it to him.
N'asigalawo okuweereza bwakabaka.
And remained to serve the kingdom.
Nga tafunamu nsonga eri.
Never got the other issue.
Even when
he sees a banana which is there, he's not moved. Praise Jesus. If you find out the situation, don't lie to yourself. Don't speak somewhere in John.
See,
if your spirit convicts you of something, I'm more God. You know even how you appear, you know.
But in pretending
home as you come here,
you
begin to get the image of here.
You as
the brethren of the full knowledge,
you
have to look holy.
But
you
came
from home with nothing like holiness.
And
you know, when you enter house, that's when your holiness will end. Or when you move out in your friends. Now, brethren,
in relation
with the righteous on earth, they will be able to go to heaven when they
are
holy. But when you fail to be holy on earth,
you
never reach in heaven to be there.
That's what it
tells us in 1 Peter. Be holy as I am holy.
As
earth, we have to be holy.
They
light you as we heard someone
say
that none is righteous.
There
is no righteous, for they have not worked righteousness. But they are righteous people, for they have worked holiness. Matthew 19:12. Can accept those words, you can accept them. If you want to become, and you're going to be there, know the situation you have to be within. The gift must be totally weakened. Praise Jesus. But pretending that I'm in spirit, those people have pretended so long.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's not a case to marry and get married to God. If your sins have reached, move ahead. Let me tell you, your seasons are manifest through what?
They
have said last
year.
If you begin to experience that,
you
know you are in those seasons. But perhaps you're moving on a journey to prepare yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Perhaps you've been studying still, and you pray for some time, and you say, God, I ask you, keep me in this time, that I may not be yonder around in my looking until I've finished my studies. Perhaps
if
the situation is just growing worse,
the
pastors to counsel you how you're going to move.
They are
going to marry and they are on university.
baleme okwebuliza bulizio naba bajja
fumbi
ekyo bambuuzizza tugenda
kkikolakubanga
tetuzaale
ensomenga
nina
kakati
oyagala soma nga olina siriimu
bulungi
oba
oli
mwenzi mulungi
n'ekirala
tulina we tujja osomera ku famire gundi
We are going to also start with the birth control. How you can ask God and you promise in the seasons what give birth to.
You are
going to use the spiritual system of physical system.
Yeah, birth control.
For the birth control. But see our lives. What things are easy, but we see are very hard. You know, God gave us an example. God has a control of above. And he showed us an example. And he put the menstrual periods so you can control the system. And if an egg is gone, it's not the case. But the one which is really gotten a child in the womb, that is a big case. We shall study after we study the laws governing marriage and the family.
Then
after we shall bring another part of the birth control.
Or
how to space our children.
That you don't be
and the child is 5 months.
There's
another in is of 2 months.
If
you trample the children of God, within that birth, when it depends on the desires of the body,
he
speaks only the Bible. But most of the time we don't see it. Let's first put that aside.
Matthew 19:13. Abayigirizwa be ne babajunga. Naye Yesu n'agamba nti mubaleke abaana abato, temubagaana kujja gye ndi, kubanga abalinga abo obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu bwe bwabwe.
Abato babeerawo
abo
ne bayigira mu levo zaabwe.
And they to learn through their levels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he spoke this, the young were there.
And
spoke of the family. But the language he spoke of, bring them to understand
now.
And what they need to understand, they get it. Some of these people going in these families, they don't teach. Instead of teaching things of God, they move out to speak evil and vulgar words. And they speak immoral words that they're now advising. Advising doesn't mean to speak evil and vulgar words. We've gone back to 1 Corinthians. Our time is about to finish.
Tulimba Corinthians ekisoka esule yo musanvu olunyoro munana.
1 Corinthians 7 from verse 8.
Naye abatannafumbiriganwa ne bannamwandu mbagamba nti kirungi bo okubeeranga nga nze.
Gwatandaba kubanga
you is not gotten married or you are married, you start and ask the gift of Paul that he can calm you down. Is it not Brother Dan? Still pray for that gift. But God will hold and help you on the major reason you give him. If your reason will not be strong,
And it's
no word of God.
You know,
support your first build, he would never. You will see more bad love. And the gift is just getting more strengthened and empowered. And the reason you are giving is not important. And
it's
in Job 38. This book brings darkness in the counsel of God without knowledge. Marrying you first build. I
hear
to deposit money for your children's account.
Strike
you with a sickness when you've just gotten married. And bring a sickness to sweep and consume the whole money. If I bring problems and you even sell the house after you've married. You say you want first to marry or to get married. You have to first build or the one you married has
built.
If you have just reached marriage and the problem comes, you have to sell the house.
So
let the curse of God work. May I have been asking, if I pray that prayer after I've given birth, and I say, God, still hold on the children to bring more. That I first get this. And you add more children. We shall see that in the birth control. What we speak right now. What scriptures do you bring?
You
shouldn't bring your stories before the Lord. So you can bring that. I wanted you to first get your
fortune.
For I'm going to send you preach the gospel, even the wife. You'll be the children and the crying and you're preaching at the same time. First build for you, give me a new
two.
And you say, finish them before. I'm going to send you ahead. You'll be on the pulpit and the tower is like that. We shall see that, brethren. You know, our God is of order. Everything, he put it in order. He doesn't want to trouble his messages. Everything is apportioned in his place.
First Corinthians 7:9. Naye obanga tebayinza kweziyiza, bafumbiriganwenga.
Bw'owulira munnange embeera ye.
You cannot control yourself.
Ogezezzaako okyasoma naye. You have
tried your studying, but still the years
ogamba Mukama.
And you say, Lord,
ekirabo,
the gift, reduce the gift down.
Agamba bw'olaba takuwadde.
He says, if he's not given you. No, he's not pleased of that.
He has his program
as God. Proceed ahead to fulfill. Pastors, like you that come, we're going to pray for you. And we reduce your last. This is not, it's unto God, not unto the pastor. Pastors, we pretend. You
tell
me wait, but you failed to wait. You never prayed for yourself.
First Corinthians 7:9. Kubanga kye kirungi okufumbiriganwanga okusinga okwakanga.
Okusinga okubeera awo.
Instead of being there. And you're in a wild situation. The gift is awakened. You know there are seasons of serving. These gifts have those seasons. Now it is reached. You are there.
You begin
to think. And you fulfill after. But you claim you are within God. You are humbled. Some of us even will write, I will pray for it. As you are there praying, and it overpowers you from there, you run from the prayer.
And there
is where we got an unrighteousness from. But he has said
to stop
the special to move on.
And
they who are due get married and marry.
For
God knows it very well. He knows he was once in the body here. That's the Lord Jesus. And he understood properly what happens in the body. Let's not pretend even unto our children. Every child that ever reaches a child, try to speak with that child.
Child,
I know the years you're within, they are within this and that. But according to the scriptures, God says move like this and that. Don't abandon, leave them just to grow.
Every
time they grow, things change on their bodies. And you refuse to speak of them that you are ashamed of them. You know it very well.
Even
when they grow and the head goes
there,
still tell them when the sons are to reach, they will be there and they'll begin to sneak. And they say, you know what? Things I saw, but come and I show you. Where they're going to see those things, they're going to get a problem from there. If you tell them, if you see them, before they come and we see how you birth, you see out of the head is coming little hairs. You take them aside and tell them that issue. When you see, you say, my child is maturing. Are you speaking? You are pretending. Tell them if it's come. Birthing is like this. You turn. You're not going to birth as you've been doing it. This time you're going to birth three times or two. Even this and this is going to come on next.
We left it for
teachers. Now students know it as
school.
And they come home, they see you pretending over them. And they studied in
P4.
Now in P3 they studied that.
But
they come claim, don't know anything of it. And they get discussions with their other students. What happens there?
Time
you get them to speak with them. Even little. Father, you don't understand, you have discovered things. Let's not pretend,
brethren.
You know, we claim to be in the spirit. The Bible says we have no will in the body. Even though we are in this world, even we are not in this world, but in this world we are here.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu olunyo olw'ekkumi.
First Corinthians 7 verse 10.
Naye abaamala okufumbiriganwa mbalagira so si nze wabula Mukama waffe omukazi obutanobanga ku musajja we.
Bye tujja kubira mu mateeka.
That we shall see in the laws.
Katugende ku nyiriri. Tugenze ku 18.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu olunyo lw'18.
First Corinthians 7 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna yayitibwanga mukomole teyejjangako bukomole bwe. Omuntu yenna yayitibwanga si mukomole takomolebwanga. Okukomolwa si kintu n'obutakomolwa si kintu wabula okukwatanga ebiragiro bya Katonda.
Praise Jesus.
All
that we shall see in the laws. Let's get to verse 25.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula y'omusanvu olunyo lw'25.
First Corinthians 7:25.
Naye ku by'obutafumbiriganwa sirina kiragiro kya Mukama waffe.
There he has no command.
Talinawo kiragiro nti Yesu yagamba
ha.
Tuli mu Bakolinsi ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu olunyo lw'25.
First Corinthians 7:25.
Naye mbagamba nze ng'omuntu Mukama waffe, ng'omuntu Mukama waffe gwe yasaasira okubeera omwesigwa
yalina ekiragiro eky'omwoyo omutukufu
lwayogera
ku kisa
abaayogera
mwoyo
omutukufu
nannyini ntebe
y'ekisa
era omwoyo w'ekisa
tuli mu Bakolinso ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu oluyi olw'abiri mu omukaaga kale ndowooza kino okubeera ekirungi olw'okubonaabona okwakaakano nga kirungi omuntu okubeera nga bw'ali wasibibwa n'omukazi tonoonyanga kusumululwa wasumululwa ku mukazi tonoonyanga mukazi
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ayogerako abo bagenda okubanga obadde n'akutawaanya.
He speaks of them and you've heard someone troubling you.
Katonda bw'akuyamba n'akusumulula.
When God helps you, say already from him.
Bagembeta ebanga bonara bikomera mwoyingi.
For the marriage is like a prison you've entered.
Tunaba tulaba amateeka.
When we shall see the laws.
Obeera musibe.
You are bound within it.
Era tunaraba ebikusumulula bifaanana.
But we shall see what sets you loose, how they appear.
Baga tulinayo ogw'obwenzi.
For we have adultery.
Mubeera nga mwenna mubadde balokole.
Both been born again.
Baana ba Katonda.
Children of God.
Kibaawukanyawo kiba kimu gwabwe.
What separates you is one adultery.
Naye ate.
But
singa mwenna mubeera balokole.
Both are born again.
Omu n'afuuka omunaggwanga.
One becomes a pagan, a Gentile.
N'ava mu kufugibwa amateeka ga Katonda.
And they stop being governed by the laws of God.
Atandika okunywa omwenge.
And they begin to drink alcohol.
Nywa sigara.
And they smoke.
Okuwemula ku kyalo.
And they speak evil vulgar words on the village.
Waliyo etteeka eribaawukanya.
There is a law which separates you.
Alikwawukanya naye nga munaggwanga.
And separates you from them as a pagan person.
Egundi empingu eri ebadde ekusiba.
And that what has been binding you.
Ngekusumulu.
And it set your laws.
Tujja kukola ku mateeka agabi.
You shall see all those two laws.
Oba oli mu lokole na mulokole.
If you are born again, born again.
Tonywa mwenge tobato yenda tokola ki.
Drink alcohol, you don't steal, you don't anything.
Ekisobola okubaawukanya kuba gwabwe.
What can separate you is adultery.
Naye ate.
But.
Bwekuba nga mubadde balokole.
If you've been born again.
Omuntu afuuka munaggwanga.
One becomes a pagan.
N'addayo n'atandika okunywa omwenge.
And they backslide, drink alcohol, steal and this. Abuse.
Netumuletera abantu abasooka babiri.
And we bring them two people.
N'agaana okuteri.
And they refuse to align themselves.
Muleta n'owokusatu
n'agaana. And we bring the third person, they refuse.
Muleta mu kanisa.
We bring them in the church.
Kubuulirwa olw'enjiri.
To be preached by the gospel.
N'agaana.
And they refuse.
Obutuufu balina okwawukana nga bannaggwanga.
They have to separate, for one has become a pagan.
Naye tulabye bangi abasibiddwa mu kkomera
eryo. We've seen many inside prisons.
Ujja bisoma byonna tubirabe.
We shall study all and see it.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu oluyi olw'abiri mu omunaana. Naye okuwasa bw'owasanga nga toyonoonye.
Oba tokoze ekyo.
You have not sinned.
Oba toyonoonye.
You have not sinned.
Kasita ogenda ne bakwanjulayo.
Before you are introduced.
N'odda ne tukusabira omukisa.
They become a blessing for you. Even if there has not been any party. And you say right from the introduction. Pastor, let's meet you at the synagogue. And we just call pastors around. But all these things troubling you.
God
speaks of marriage, not speaking of food. That means of your food is the stomach. And stomach for food, both will be destroyed. But see your spirit to be moved by fornication.
Tuli mu Bakolinso ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu oluyi olw'abiri mu omunaana. N'omuwala bw'afumbirwanga nga tayonoonye.
Nga takoze eki?
She's not sinned.
Ewali kwonoona mu kigambo kufumbirwa.
Not thinking it's something called marriage.
Era tulowooza nti mukulu tojja tuuka.
And don't think you're not rich in heaven.
Mpozziko ng'olemereddwa okutuukiriza amateeka.
Except when you fail to fulfill the laws.
Otuuka n'odda mu bwenzi.
And you reach there, you get into adultery.
Mpozzi oba okufuuka munaggwanga.
Perhaps become a pagan, a Gentile.
Okole ebitasaana mu Katonda.
Two things which are not worthy within the Lord.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyo bye birikutwaza mu ggeye.
That's what will be taking you to hell.
Naye ng'okufumbirwa n'okuwasa si
musango. But marrying and getting married is not a case.
Wabula butuukirivu bwennyini.
Righteousness itself.
Era kivuva busibwamu ekitiibwa.
That's why it is honored.
Nothing is
going to be taken off from the Lord. Little redness has been taken from you for your marriage. Nothing will be taken from you. But you will be added on more righteousness. For all the evil thoughts that have been chased them. Of looking at every person thinking they are yours. Perhaps this person, and you follow this person, as you reach there is not the one, and you come back, and you see another, you follow them, and you never get settled for evil thoughts. But he said, marriage and getting married, it's not a case as long as the sons are due, and you've moved in the counsel of God.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula y'omusanvu olunyiriri lwa 28. Naye abali bwe batyo banaabeeranga n'okubonaabona mu mubiri nange mbasaasira.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Abali bwe batyo
people like that
olw'ebirabo byabwe biri eri bitwogerako
the gifts you've spoken of
batabimanya
if they never realize them
babeera n'okubonaabona mu mubiri
they will have troubles in the flesh.
Or
if you're not supposed to understand
it, and you're
given to eat morning, supper, and lunch,
you see how rich the morning is.
You don't eat, you love so much to drink tea.
And
the body troubles you from there, but
you're
not going to accept that.
Every
person, you have to understand what you're supposed to do. If you study the laws,
you
shall be able to take away the troubles of the body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The troubles of the bodies are very many around. And you know it very well. Even though you're silent and keeping quiet like that. They
were
clapped, they have understood the message. You two have understood it, but you have kept silent. The troubles in the bodies are there. Rich and others come quick.
You
be here to eat morning. I have prepared all the breads and they run quick off. Go to the neighbors to eat from there. Now it's just rather
good.
And you get a trouble in that moment. We don't want you to do things like that. In the laws we are going to see, if you come here in marriage, you've come on a mission. Anytime not fulfill it, there is a case towards God.
That
we keep joking in families would pass away. Praise the Lord. On that issue, I wanted to speak along it, but I think the Spirit has brought it out. On that issue of each having a different gift, sometimes we find this generation of people have phones. Or you leave home and you go move somewhere. Sometimes back to known truth yet and remove righteousness. And your phones are getting updates from WhatsApp. Like some games which are not worthy to be on the phones. For example, in the Western, there are men who have been claimed to be bishops and pastors. And they move teaching services like this. And they speak First Corinthians 7, speaking of lasting. And they teach the same that look for a film like a blue movie and that they will help you survive. Now there are two people here. And they don't see. You find yourself someone has been out there. And they sit where people see images are not white. And they come in that power. You are cooking and you know nothing. Another's count when he's depowered. Now, how do you speak of that issue? I've spoken it by the Holy Spirit and brought it up.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Those words are told to us these days in the churches. Now, I don't know. God never called us to be evil like that. And he says, concerning life, brethren, you don't need to be taught. For concerning that, each one knows how to go about each other. Now, the way you go by those blue movies, and you got corrupted with minds, in that moment, you get off your gift. And you go in the gift of the devil.
You're
no more moving the gift given you.
Moving
the one of the devil lasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we cannot do like that, brethren. Don't watch such things. Go if you want to see. Tell your television to put off whatever it's covering it. I've spoken language you understand.
Have
you see? Praise the Lord. Maybe what I've given us, this is where we reached and entered marriage, and maybe perhaps we're not ready, and one is not ready and another is ready. I think there's a gift drawing another when you've met, and you take them into that. Now when you reach there, that television you are covering, most of us, we put on even jackets and the television is very covered tight. The battling is so heavy. And that's why you see church today where we fellowship from. We come when we are angered. Even the word the Spirit teaches, many times it's just passing. And we have some people who separated with their spouse. Those people seated in the synagogue, it's hard the Spirit to enter the word in them. For they already separated in different ways.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Those issues are going to handle them in the laws of the family and marriage.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
the television is not supposed to be covered when it's time for seeing it. Remember,
they
pull up the poor televisions, they keep on exposing in the ways. By the time you've come from where you've come from, the television have missed you along the way. You've seen all of them. By the time you reach the one of whom is covered, and you open it by force. And the television begins to resist. It refuses to put on the images. And you press 1, 2, 3 channels.
God bless you.